Well, some of our listeners, Freddie, might not be aware of the amazing efforts overseas of our next guest. Australian Winter Olympian and gold medalist Jacara Anthony is coming off a record-breaking World Cup season in mogul skiing. Her final win in Italy just over a week ago saw her claim a record 14 victories from 16 moguls events during the season. No mogul skier has won as many World Cup events in a single season. The previous best was 11. It meant she won all three crystal globes, as they're known by, having claimed the single, dual and overall 2023-24 titles. The 25-year-old won gold in the Beijing Winter Olympics to become just Australia's sixth ever winter gold medalist at the time. And following her record-breaking season, she's back in Australia. And I'm pleased to say she joins us on the line right now. Jacara Anthony, hello to you.
Hey, guys.
Wow-wee. First and foremost, it must be good to be home, but how bloody good are you, Jacara?
Best.
Thank you. Yeah, it is pretty nice to be home. I've had 3 days in my bed so far this year and not going to get more for a little while.
Now, Jacara, when I watch mogul skis, I wince. I just think it looks so painful. How do you do it? What is the key to be coming down and be able to stay relaxed and do what you do to get to the bottom?
Oh, I don't know if you're ever relaxed doing that. The key is to look relaxed, but it's pretty scary sport. You know, there's some serious consequences, but we're working pretty hard in the gym and during the off season, getting as strong and fit as possible to kind of handle that impact. But I think it does look a lot worse than it is, especially on the knees. Everyone's pretty wincing at that, just like you are, but it's probably harder on our backs, to be honest.
Right. What about the season you just had, though? I mean, record-breaking is one way to put it. 14 victories from 16 events, 7 in the single moguls, 7 in the dual moguls. I mean, surely you think to yourself, this is just unbelievable, but I suppose all that hard work's paying off.
There's some serious solid stats just going out, and I'm still finding it pretty hard to believe that that's what I was able to achieve this season with my team around me. You know, my coach Pete and I, we've been working towards this for a long time, trying to get to the level of skiing, the level of jumping, the speed that I'm skiing, where I'm capable of going out there and putting down those runs. And there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes than just those things. And it's been a real mission to get to this point where I'm able to let myself go and do that. But it's been really exciting and I'm really proud of the season that we've had.
So you should be. We love you and Australia loves you. Where are you most popular? Where is it where you're the celebrity?
Oh, thank you. I don't know, but mogul skiing is a much bigger sport over in some countries like Japan, in Canada, especially in Quebec. So probably a little more well-known in those parts of the world. I don't know if I'm a celebrity anywhere, but that would be pretty cool if I am recognised as that.
Well, it doesn't help. You've got all masks on and that, you know, like you're all covered up. Like it's hard to actually identify because, you know.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're skiing some pretty cold temps, so we're all covered up to the max.
Tell me, Jacara, you're born in Cairns, you grew up in Barwon Heads in Victoria. How does somebody from a background like that get into mogul skiing?
It doesn't quite add up when you put it that way, but my parents actually met way back at Mount Buller. They were both working up there for the season. I think Dad was driving taxis, Mum was a lifty or something along those lines. And then
when they had
my brother and I, they decided that we'd go up and do the winters at Mount Buller and it'd be a sport we could do forever as a family.
What a story. What a story. One last one. I mentioned the crystal globes. You've got three of them. Did you get them back to Australia in one piece? Because I understand that one of them weighs more than 7 kilos. Is that right?
I don't know the exact weight, but I'd believe it. The overall crystal globe is bigger and it is mega heavy. That was a mission getting them home. I was pretty lucky that I was flying back with my coach and we could divvy them up among us, but you can't be putting those in checked luggage. I don't think the luggage handlers are quite going to treat them with the same respect that I do.
Wow. Well, we wanted to get you on firstly to congratulate you, to welcome you home, but wish you well for the future because I think there are some exciting things to come for Jacara Anthony, already a Winter Olympic and gold medalist. May it continue and may this form continue. Jacara, you're a superstar and we appreciate your time here on Wide World of Sports.
Thanks so much, guys.
Awesome. Jakara Anthony in a sport that doesn't get probably the attention that it deserves. But you know what? It deserves the attention when we've got superstars like that representing this wonderful country of Australia on the world stage. Jakara Anthony, what a superstar.